This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Not that you need to be reminded, but Apple is expected to unveil the iPhone 5 later today. Think anyone will confuse it for a Samsung? Last month, a jury ruled that Samsung copied Apple's iPhone and iPad. And while Samsung got fined more than $1 billion, the trial might have helped sales, as Marketplace's Queena Kim explains.
Being a tech reporter, people often call me up for advice.
Well, hi, Queena. It's Dar.
That's Darlene Miller, my mother-in-law, and she was planning to buy an iPad. But after a jury found that Samsung copied Apple, Darlene left this message.
Now that it's come out that Samsung has stolen all the iPad features, what the heck? I might as well just go for the Samsung.
Trip Chowdhury is an analyst with Global Equities Research. He says Darlene isn't the only one who bought Apple's claim that Samsung is just like Apple.
The verdict did raise the visibility of Samsung.
Especially for Samsung's Galaxy S3 smartphone. Chowdhury surveyed more than a dozen retailers and found that since the verdict, the Galaxy S3 has been outselling the iPhone. His theory? Consumers said,
okay, let's see what this Galaxy S3 is. And when they liked it, they bought it.
Of course, Apple fans have been waiting on the sidelines for a new iPhone. And so the real face-off starts today. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.